Okay, we're on Simin Yud Aleph, the last two segments of Hilchos Mezuzah Bez Hashem. We finished today, and with that we finished the first section over here of the halachas that have to do with before davening, before you get to shul for shachris. Okay, when are you chayav for a mezuzah? You're only chayav for a mezuzah, something has a din of a bias. The minimum requirement for that is 4 amos by 4 amos. Now that's 4 amos by 4 amos squared. If you have a shape where it's not 4 by 4 amos squared, let's say that instead of 4 by 4, 16, you have 8 by 2, or it's circled off. So that is a suffix as to whether that's considered to be a bias. In that situation, you should put up a mezuzah, but you do so without a bracha. In order to be chayav mezuzah, you need to have a doorway. A doorway means that you have two mezuzahs, which means that it goes in from the wall, right? And a mashkof. And the two mezuzahs have to be 10 tefachim high, at least. Let's say that you have a very common situation. I'm going through my son's yeshiva, where I just was, so you're learning these things, so you take notice. Let's say that you have on one side is a wall, and the other one, so it sort of gets indented, and then there's a mashkof going down. So the halacha is if the mezuzah is going to be on the right side, if it's on the left side, where you wouldn't ordinarily put the mezuzah, because you're going in and it ends up being that the mezuzah is on your left side, so you're putter from a mezuzah. If it's going to be though on your right side, so that situation is a suffik, and you should put up a mezuzah without making a bracha. Let's say you have a doorway that doesn't have a mashkof, it has an arch. Even if it's not two mezuzahs with an arch, if the whole thing is like one big rounded arch. So if you could fit in there 10 by 2 mezuzahs of 10 tefachim, and then a mashkof across, so the halacha is that it needs a mezuzah. And then you have this funny thing. This is a doorway. They used to have this as, you would walk through here, and then, you close the door, and like you have the, I don't know, this is like the desk, like the canteen in camp, where like they pass out food from this little window over here. But basically the door shaped like that. So where do you put the mezuzah? So the halacha is that if this thing is 10 tefachim high, then you put it on the doorway. If it's not 10 tefachim high, then you put it over here on that part. Okay. If you have a passageway with no door, there's no delis, so that's actually a suffix as to whether you need a mezuzah, and therefore in a situation you should put on the mezuzah anyway, but make a bracha on something else. In all these cases where there's a suffix, you make a bracha on a place which you definitely need a mezuzah. The other thing is that let's say that you want to put on the mezuzah, you should make sure that the doorway has a door first, because otherwise you run into a problem of tasa v'loy mina asu. B'seder. Let's say that the dira that you're in is not a dira's kva. So classic case is a sukkah. Or you would have these people who would like set up this little this little booth for themselves, and they would go to Yerid, go to a fair. Yom HaShuk. What?
Bungalow colonies. If you're only for a week or two.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how that qualifies. Yeah, but if it's, it's something that's just like collapsible, it's not going to be something that, okay? So that's not something that needs a mezuzah, that's not considered to be a dira. What about an achsadra? An achsadra, classic case of achsadra, I have my wall, right? And then I have, what's it called? It's like a canopy overhang where it's connected to a wall on three sides, but on the front, so you could just walk in there and there's no wall over there. So halacha is that even if it's being held up by amudim on that fourth side, you don't have to put a mezuzah. However, if it's enclosed by mechitzas, even if the mechitzas are low and they're interspersed, they're not straight across, it does need to have a mezuzah. A base shar. Base shar is like this thing that you have by Shar Yafo, like this little area where inside of the wall where the guard sits there. The halacha is that that's not a dira, that does not require a mezuzah. Also, if you have what's it called? We call it a stairwell, right? Now, if it's going to, a stairwell that goes to a dira is going to be something else, but a regular, but a stairwell that doesn't go to a dira, that's not called a dira, you don't need a mezuzah over there. Another example is, what's it called? There's a door that goes into a garden, a door that goes into a pen where you keep some animals like goats, sheep, or whatever it is. None of these things need a mezuzah. However, in all these cases, if that's a way of going into a base dira, so then you do need to have a mezuzah. So, for instance, we said yesterday that the gate to a chatzar, you need a mezuzah. Why? Because the chatzar is where you have houses. That's where people live. So therefore, the shahr of the chatzar also is going to require a mezuzah because people are going to live over there. The achsadra that we said that doesn't need a mezuzah, if the achsadra goes into a house, so then you wouldn't need a mezuzah over there. Okay, bathhouses, mikvah, bursaki, places which are for degraded tashmish, no mezuzah. However, a silo, a warehouse where you keep wood, even a warehouse where you keep animals, but basically it's a machsan, it's a storage area, but this is what you're using it for. So these things are a suffix, and therefore it should be put up, but again, with a bracha on something else. Let's say that you have an area in the house where sometimes the kids use the bathroom over there. So when they're doing that, you should cover the mezuzah. But if it's on a regular basis, then you shouldn't have a mezuzah over there. You shouldn't rely on this. If a person is a shutta with a guy in an area, you don't put up a mezuzah. It's not a matter of chiyu, it's a matter of sakana. And also, I remember we still had these when I was a kid. If you have a trap door going into a cellar, or a trap door going into an attic, that doesn't require a mezuzah because that's not mezuzah's pisecha. There's no upright doorway, so therefore you're pater on that. Okay, someone who rents a house in Chutz La'aretz for the first 30 days, he's pater on mezuzah. It's not considered to be keva yet. Eretz Yisrael is different. When you move out of your house and another Jew moves in, you're supposed to leave the mezuzahs. You can jack up the price and charge him for it. That's fine. But you're supposed to leave the mezuzahs. You're supposed to leave the mezuzahs there. The person is supposed to be very nizar in the mitzvah mezuzah because the mitzvah mezuzah has yichud Hashem, yitzias mitzrayim. It's supposed to be miserer a person to wake him up out of his sleepiness attitude towards mitzvahs. And Chazal tell us that if a person has tzitzis on and tefillin on, and he's got a mezuzah on his house, so he won't come to sin. He has special malachim which protect them from doing averus. On the other hand, a person, chas v'shalom, not nizar mezuzah, so the chas v'shalom says that his children could die because of it. There's an Indian to remember the mezuzah, because it keeps you doing mitzvahs, so a person should take care to kiss the mezuzah when he goes in and out of his door. He shouldn't touch the parchment, he should touch it, you should have a case on it, that's what you're touching, and the special tefillah you're supposed to say when you go in, you're supposed to say Hashem Shemri, Hashem Tzili, Al Yad Yemini, Hashem Yishmar Tzesi Uvayi Me'at Tov Yad Olam. Checking the mezuzah is supposed to be done twice every 7 years. If it's a makom arabim, like a chaser, etc. and so forth, so then it's twice every yovel. Why? Because it's a tircha of the tzibur, so therefore it's twice every yovel, but everybody else is supposed to check 2 times in 7 years. As is Hashem, with that, so we get to the next section in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's Hachanas Guf L'Tfila, Mekaymesh Rokhavir Royal, Esbal Hashem, places where you can daven, and then we get into all the Hilchos of Halachas of davening that Bez Hashem we will start on Sunday.